Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation. This week, we are celebrating the premiere of Gabby and Rachel's season of The Bachelorette. And to do it in style, we're bringing on two very special guests, my mother, Olga Abasolo, and Mike's sister, Amber Shipman, to basically take us down memory lane of our times on The Bachelorette. I cannot wait to talk to them right now. Mike, how are you feeling, my man?
I'm feeling great. Feeling a bit nervous, not going to lie. You know, when you got family coming in, they're going to tell it how it is. So,
yes, they are.
Did your mom have social when you were on?
She did, and it was funny because a lot of people wanted her to have a social media account because they were like fans, and she just couldn't take it. Like, she's not about that life. She's not about the IG life or Facebook. She doesn't care about all that stuff.
Same. Well, my sister, I'll let her tell you. It'll be fun. Let's get into the hot takes, though, man.
Let's do it. So what do you got for us today?
All right. This is a great one, especially for us from Bachelor World. Do you feel that both partners in a relationship should have equal involvement in a wedding planning?
Do I think? I mean, listen, for me, like that day, I mean, it's both of our days, but I know, you know, Rachel wanted that thing to go off without a hitch. So, like, I would always defer to her. I mean, at the same time, we had a wedding planner. So,
who chose the wedding planner?
Oh, it was somebody. Somebody through Rachel. You know, Mikey, he's a great guy. He's a great wedding planner. Shout out to Mikey. But yeah, she chose him. He was recommended by somebody, and we just went with him. He had set up a bunch of celebrity weddings in the past. So we were like, we're in good hands with him. And I mean, he pretty much made all the calls, right? He would present us with options for things. I believe it was probably like 65-35, like Rachel making decisions. But then I would chime in when it came to, you know, music, the food. Like, we actually went to Mexico and tried the food. We actually stayed in the hotel kind of as like a little wedding trip to try all the food, to try all the hors d'oeuvres, you know, the drinks. We saw the floor where, you know, our actual wedding was going to take place. So we had the pre-rehearsal before the pre-rehearsal, if you know what I mean. But but yeah, I would say, I mean, for me, maybe I'm a little more old fashioned. Like, I feel like it's both of our days, but I would, you know, give all I would basically give my wife the responsibilities to go ahead and choose whatever she wants, because at the end of the day, I feel like it's her day. I mean, I don't know if that's, you know, too old fashioned, but yes, I would opine on certain things like music. Obviously, we had a bicultural wedding, so I wanted to make sure that my family, you know, had their little Colombian music going on as well, so they can enjoy it. And then, of course, you know, we had to have some American music as well. So,
imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But yeah, I would say, now here's the thing. Let me flip it a little bit. Like, does it matter if, like, what if you both are all going 50-50 on it, right? Like, you're actually paying for the wedding versus.
Oh, that was going to be a part of my answer.
The old-fashioned, you know, way where, let's say, the bride's dad covers the wedding.
Well, let me say.
who's making the decision right at that point?
Let me say this right now. I do not anticipate my future wife's dad paying for things. But if you want to, sir, I am more than happy. Like, more than happy. Sir, Mr., I forget, I don't know your name as of yet, but more than happy to allow that. And I will abide by the way you want your rules are, you know? But for me, bro, I don't know shit about weddings. I'm going to give it to my girl to take care of. Like, I don't know nothing about weddings. Nothing at all, except the reception. I would like to be on a reception aspect. Like you said, the DJ, the music, that's something that I want the reception to be really cool.
Yeah.
I give like table cloths and napkins and like the photographer and what we got to wear. Babe, you got all that.
See, that's the thing. I feel like guys don't really care too much about that. It's like, look, babe, if that makes you happy, go with it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but within a reason, though, I only have legit one only rule when it comes to wedding. I refuse to go into debt for a wedding. I just refuse it. I forbid it. Like, I just cannot go into debt for a wedding for one day. It'd be my wife's, you know, it's supposed to be like the favorite day, right? Yeah. But at the same time, babe, if it's what we got in the bank account, we ain't going over his number.
This is all we're doing. This is all we're doing.
Going over this number. We better get some sponsorships or something.
We could technically buy a home with this money, but we're going with a wedding. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like if at least they run things by you, I'd be cool with. I'm very lax, dude. I'll be like, yeah, that looks great. That looks great. Sounds great. The seating arrangements, all that. Just, I'd like to feel involved, but, you know, I'll give her the majority of it.
Does that make sense? I want to feel involved. Yeah, but
I don't want to be the guy that just shows up.
It's her thing.
Like, you don't want to be the guy that just shows up and like has no idea what's going on, right? You want to?
No, we won't be. Like, we would be. I'm sure, like along the way, like you and Rachel went to Mexico and you tried out different foods. Like, that's enough involvement I need.
All
right, baby, this is what we're doing. Cool. It's not gonna go over this price point. Cool. I'm good. That's all I really care about on that one. What about you? Okay. What do you got for us?
All right, my man. So. This one, actually had this scenario in my family before in the past. I don't know if you have, but I mean, this may be, you know, something that a lot of people could relate to out there. How soon is too soon to start dating after your significant other passes away? So I'll throw out an example, whether it's a person's mom or dad, or let's say aunt and uncle, and let's say either the man or the woman, either or, passes away suddenly. You as a family member, like, what would be your expectations on that person who is now widowed?
Yeah.
Like, I'll let you answer.
No, I think it completely depends on the position that I'm in. Like, if it's my mom or my dad, for example, and I'm 14 years old, you know, that's definitely going to hit now in comparison to me being 34 years old and my mom or dad were in that regard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
As of now, like for my mom, I want her to be happy. And so if that's with somebody 3 months, you know, she's dating again, cool.
So you wouldn't feel any type of way about it, like, oh, you know, how could you? Because there are families
Mine's different. Mine's different, right?
Yeah.
Like my mom had been married, let's say my mom and dad had been married for like since I've been alive. And then she or he is dating somebody else within 3 months, I'm definitely going to have an issue with that. I'm gonna have to voice my opinion, and I'm gonna just have to be put in my place because that'll be really hard for me.
So what would be like appropriate? Like, what would be the appropriate time? Would you say, like, in that scenario, that last scenario that you just put out there?
In the scenario, if my parents have been married since I've been alive, oh, that's like a family grieving thing. I need you dad or you mom, you know, y'all grieve. I need to grieve as a sibling, as a child, a sister, who will be on later today. Awesome. It's kind of really cool to say. But like, that would take way longer. It just would. It would take way longer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm 34 years old and I want my mother happy. I want my father happy too.
Yeah.
But I defer to my mom, right? I would want them to be happy. And I would say at least 6 months. Okay. I want a year. I want to say a year almost. Just because I don't know.
I don't know why I feel like a year is like the number for me. You know what I'm saying? But I think it all depends. Like, I think 6 months possibly could be okay. I feel like a year is like, I don't know. It's just like a round number. It's like 1 year you've been grieving for, you know, 365 days. Not that it, you know, even if it was 6 months, 3 months, like.
How about this one? I'm about to throw a super wrench in there for you. Super wrench in there, because I've heard this story happen before. The parents were about to get a divorce, right? They had the kids didn't know yet. They're going through it. And then one of the spouses passes away.
And then they're in a relationship right after.
And then, like, how do you tell your children now? Because, like, hey, do you tell them we were about to get a divorce? Or do you just withhold that information from your child now? Like, it's hard.
Ooh.
It's hard, you know, because technically, does a child even know that?
Yeah, that's probably something you
keep to the...
Yeah, allow that to go to the grave with the other one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, that, like, add insult to injury in a sense. Yeah.
Like, they're grieving over dad. Well, I was going to divorce his ass anyway. Like, you can't really...
Yeah, it's like, geez, that's brutal for the kids. I mean, I don't know why I say a year, but, like, if it's less or if it's more, I think it also depends, like, on their age, right? I mean, I honestly can't even imagine my mom... Like, we could even ask her. I don't think she would get with anybody else. You know what I mean? Like, if my father passed away. But then on the flip script, I think my mom would be like, yeah, your dad would probably be with somebody else. Like, he needs somebody to take care of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. I feel like she would condone that. But, like, when it comes to her, like, if he were to pass away, like, I don't think – it was just been too many years, because that is the same scenario that I have, where it's like they've been together for 40-plus years and – that's like the only man she's ever known, and it's like, how do you move on for that from after such a long time? But
I mean, but even you as the child, can you?
It'd be tough.
Mom were to bring another guy home, like, she does everything right, super respectful. Yeah, she brings another guy home.
Yeah,
it's like, who are you, bro?
I would need a little time. I feel like at least 6 months, but that's just me. Everybody's different.
You know, she's telling you she's sad, and she, like, you know, she's being honest to you. Right?
Yeah, no, listen, and that's a big part of it, grieving, right? Like, you can't be inside the head of a person that's grieving in that way, losing her, you know, the love of her life. I mean, I was actually talking to somebody the other day where they gave me the scenario where I guess her husband passed away, and she got with the best friend who was also widowed. So they were always hanging together. But that's something that's very common, where it's like people super that are common. Close to you, you know what I mean? You're grieving about the same thing, and now y'all are together. I was like, I don't know how I would feel about that.
No, I know that it's common, and I know, like, you, it's very common out there. But for me personally, I'm going to be in heaven, like, bro, you hooking up with my lady? Like, I'm going to feel some right? type of yeah. way about that. Like, you've been looking, I mean, you know, it's funny because, like, when you're friends with your boys or your girls, sometimes you have the same taste in women and or men, right? And sure. So if that were to happen, yeah, I'm definitely going to be looking down from heaven like, you like my girl all this time? It wouldn't fly.
Yeah, it's always fly. Like, oh, you know, we were just grieving together of your loss, and, you know, we got close, and one thing led to another. I don't know.
You know, it must be hard for those people that get together in that situation to tell other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, how did y'all meet? Yeah, both our best friends, you know, passed away, and we were crying on each other's shoulders.
And it just happened. Yeah, it's tough.
I would just say it just happened.
So 6 months to a year, like, you know, out of respect maybe a little bit, or at least try to extend it out long so that the whole family can grieve. I don't know. It's like not a right answer for this.
It's not a right answer. But the cool thing about it is you and I have two completely different upbringings. Like,
yeah.
My parents both were in the household together. Your parents were, and you're the only child. I'm not. And so it would hurt me. If I was in your position, it would hurt me a lot if it wasn't at least a year.
Okay. Yeah.
I want you happy, mom. I want you happy, father.
I could see that. What if you're the person who was widowed, like, came to you like, hey, Mike, you know, I really need to get out there. Like, I'm struggling right now. You know, I'm depressed, this and that. Like, I need some companionship. You know, I need somebody to, you know, hang out with, spend my time with.
We can be friends. We can hang out. But, like, I personally cannot see myself crossing that.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, to me, that's like homeboy code number 1331.
1331.
Like, you know, we got a whole booklet out there. I say that I'm not in that position, but because I know it happens, and I completely understand from the psychological aspect why it happens.
Yeah.
it's just disrespectful to me. Like, all my homies, like, it's just disrespectful to me. I can't do it. I just can't. It's more women out there. It's more men out there for her.
Yeah, it's true. It's like you had to pick the one.
Yeah, you had it. Like, come on now. That's like, can you imagine Rob Gronkowski marrying Giselle? Because Tom Brady passed away. That would be terrible.
Tom would haunt him. For the rest of eternity.
It would be terrible. We could talk about these hot takes forever, but two women that my sister will be married, your mom is married, I want to get their takes on this, you know, on the hot takes and what they would do in that position. So let's bring in first time exclusive Miss Olga, your mom, and exclusive my little sister, Amber. Let's bring it in. Let's talk it out.
Welcome, Mom. Welcome, Amber. It is so great to have you guys here on Talking It Out today. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
I'm doing very wonderful. Well, thank you both for being here. It's really cool. It's Brian and I were talking a bit before. I think we're both really excited, but also a bit nervous that both of y'all are here. So please don't feel us too bad.
We know that family knows us better than anybody. So you all know our deep, dark secrets.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But anyway, we're actually talking about our hot takes earlier before you guys came on. So we want to ask you what your thoughts are on the hot takes. So, Mike, let's start off with yours. Go ahead and read off yours.
Okay. Ms. Olga, if I can, I'm going to start with you. So what should your partner's involvement be in when it comes to the responsibilities when wedding planning? How much involvement should they have?
Well, it depends on the couple. I would say that we as women, we prefer to take care of everything and handle everything, and the groom should only say yes, what you already say. But maybe there are certain special, let's say, demand. Maybe he wants to be included in what decision to make about the band, or maybe there are certain details that, you know, correspond to a man. But usually women are the one that takes off he's not going to be involved in the flowers, for example. So just in those things that are more combining, like the party and maybe the place, maybe he would like to be involved in choosing the place. I mean, if it's a destination wedding, he should be involved. That's something important. Or maybe even the event place, maybe it's a hotel or maybe it's a beach. But the other detail, like a little detail, like the arrangement, how the room is going to be decorated, that should be the woman. But anyway, because there is a couple and everything should be shared as a couple because they are starting a marriage, which should be one. That's my opinion. You know, I'm old fashioned. So I think that when you marry someone, it's one big thing. So I think that would be the beginning to give the importance to the guy. That's the man that's going to share the life, right? So he's like very important. That's
my opinion. Amber, what do you think?
Really, it kind of depends on the guy. I mean, like the type of guy. Because I've dated guys that wanted to be more involved in the things and planning like parties. And then I've dated guys who are kind of like, do your thing. And so far as a wedding, it just really depends on how involved the guy wants to be and sitting down and having that talk of, okay, like how involved do you want to be? I mean, and me being who I am, I like to plan everything. So I would hope that I get to plan everything, but I mean, making sure that we have that transparency though, sitting down and talking about, hey, like what's your involvement in this? Like how far do you want to go? Or, you know, still having that transparency, but I would prefer to be the one that does most, but just kind of depends on the guy.
that's super sweet, Amber, but I, that's super sweet said, but I don't, as your brother, I don't know. I'm gonna have to come and call on that.
Wait, you don't trust your sister? You don't trust your sister to make decisions?
I trust her for sure. I just think that she's gonna definitely want, like your mom. She's gonna want, you know, that's the, she's gonna want to take responsibility of that. That's how I feel. I think the man is just gonna sit back and chill.
Yeah, it's true. It all depends on how the guy. If the guy say, "I don't want to intervene in anything. I don't want to just do it yourself, and I will be happy." So great. So then I'll do it. But for sure, she will like. If I was the girl, I would like him to be involved because that shows the excitement he has about the big day.
Fair. That's a good point.
So you don't want to be, you don't want to just hand everything over because then it looks like you don't care. I get what you're saying, Mom, because we had a, I was telling Mike, we had a wedding planner. So that was, you know, they basically presented us and all we had to do was pick A or B and we would go with our A, B or C and then we would go with that. But
okay, but,
yeah. But
were you part of the decisions also?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, you see? So sometimes they, so it's better to ask them, like you say, how far do you want to do, or maybe nothing. I would not like him to be sitting there and doing everything. Like he doesn't, it's a part of the big occasion.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want him to just sit there, though. There would have to be some type of involvement, though.
So
definitely. But I wouldn't marry someone that, like, did not want any involvement, though. Like, there has to be some type of, like, cool. Teamwork. Definitely teamwork.
At that moment, it will be a little late because you are preparing for the wedding. So what would you do at that moment? You would marry him anyway, right?
I mean, probably would.
She said probably would. Probably.
I mean, we're here.
She said, we already here now at this point.
We already here. I'm
ready.
Talking about the weddings, Miss Olga, I got to ask you. So with your son, you know, he got married in a very public
way. Tell me, Olga. Don't tell me, Miss Olga. You made me feel old. Tell me, Olga.
Okay. Olga, got it. Okay. Yes. With Brian, how was that for you? Because it was so public, everyone knowing about his relationship. Like, how do you handle people online or social media?
Sometimes even I didn't read it because sometimes people and media can be cruel or maybe offend or maybe insult and they don't have basics. They don't know how he is. So what I decided sometimes was not to read. When it's good things, I read it. But if it's bad, I pass it. I don't know. Only the positive.
I don't want to see it. I like that. Okay. That's good advice, Mom.
Yeah. Because bad, anyway, it's not true. And I know how he is. But people sometimes are cruel on social media.
I think that's good advice in general, honestly.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So, Amber, like, what do you remember from when Mike was thinking about going on The Bachelorette to being chosen? Like, were you involved in that process? Like, did he consult with you? What was your take on that?
Yeah, so he was telling me that because at the time he was working for Northwest Mutual. And he was saying that someone told him about the Bachelorette. And so I thought it was pretty cool. And then he said he had a video. He made like this really creative, nice video for the show. And I'm like, oh, wait, he's really serious. And at the time, I really didn't know much about, you know, The Bachelor or even like reality TV. Because, I mean, like being active duty, I was so busy. So I never really watched it. And he was like, and so like, I did a little research and I was like, oh, this show seems pretty big. Okay, this is nice. Like, and it's like, you know, how, like you'll say something, like someone will say something to you and then that's all you'll see. So then I started like seeing like more like on social media, like I would see like things for The Bachelor and I'm like, okay, I've never really like, I didn't know much about it. And now like he said he did a video and I'm like, okay, this show seems legit. And then it was very exciting. I mean, like I saw the video and I was like, oh, he got it. Like, and then based, like he has a very strong personality. So I was like, he got it. Like, this is it. Like, it was amazing. Like I knew he was going to get on the show. Like that video was just so creative. And then his personality, and I'm not just saying this because he's my brother, but he legit is amazing. Like he's the person I go to if I have any issues, like, He's the first person that I call. So
I second that notion, Amber. I second that. He is a great guy.
She's just being nice today. She's being nice.
I'm legit. Like, this is legit. Like, he, first person you call. Like,
I appreciate that. Olga, how about when you knew Brian was going on? Like, how did you give him any advice? And if so, what was that advice that you gave him?
Okay, you can tell that she's your sister and I'm his mother. When Brian decided to go on to the show, really, I didn't like the idea because he had to leave his job, let's say, for 2 months. I didn't think that was a good idea. He said, why are you going to a show when you can, you know, he had been dating for years and he had had girlfriends and serious relationship and not so serious. So at the first moment, I didn't like it. But of course, at that moment, Brian was 37 years old, so he would not listen what I would say, right? So what I say is, I support him because he made his decision anyway. He had made it already. He was telling us. He was not asking. So I played. I saw him excited, and I support him because I support him in anything that made him happy.
Did you ever think that since Brian is a doctor, that it might mess up his career?
No, I didn't think that would mess his career. I think that was not good for his job in reality. But like I say, he just had a breakup before that. So I thought maybe it's a good thing for him to get distracted and maybe he will find his love, the love he's looking for. And that was the right time, like you can see.
Oh.
So what, like, guys, mom, did you think I was crazy for going on the show? Like, did you? Like,
no, not crazy. You were looking different avenues, and you maybe you have friends that went there or they participated, and you considered that was a good idea. And something, you were young, single, you could do whatever you want. So it was a good moment.
So did you obviously Amber investigated about the show and she kind of looked it up and she's, I don't know, Amber, if you saw any episodes, but what did you do, Mom? Did you watch?
I never watched Bachelor before, and I started watching Bachelor, the previous, because I knew that they would choose the girls from there. So I was trying to see in case I choose one, who's going to be, what moral values they have, what are the families. That's very important to me, the family, the moral values of a woman. Okay, more if she's beautiful or not. For me, that's not as important as the inside of the person. So I was looking at the last candidates because I knew that they would choose one from that group.
That's a good point.
So I started and I saw how they go to the hometown. I watched almost all the previous Bachelor, yes. So I did some due diligence. I did it, didn't I, Harper? Who said no? I did it, yeah.
Okay. What were you going to say, Mike?
That's a good point because I didn't even watch the previous season of My Bachelorette. I didn't watch her season at all when she was on The Bachelor. And so that's a really good point that you say that, Olga. Amber, did you watch anything at all of the previous season?
The only thing that I watched was like clips from different seasons. But no, I didn't. I did not.
Fair enough.
Like, you know those Instagram clips that you can give you the whole like, gives you a snippet of that's what I did.
Oh, so you saw her when she was already like chosen as a bachelorette?
No, these were like past like seasons.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I didn't know much about Hannah until your season, but I watched like little snippets of like past seasons.
So you and I both went in blind when it came to that right there.
So I want to know, Amber, did you give your brother any advice going on the show? Like any do's and don'ts, like any type of advice that you gave him?
Honestly, not that I remember. I don't think I gave him any advice really, because I mean, I didn't know much about like reality TV. I didn't know much about being on TV. I really didn't know much about all of that. Like I was just I think at the time transitioning out of the Army. So I really didn't, I mean, he does what he does, and he's always been successful at what he does. I mean, really, like, he's been pretty successful at everything that he's done. So, I mean, I really didn't know. Did I give you advice? I don't remember.
No, Brian, my sister said this before. I don't know if she remembers, but I'm gonna tell her something she said I've always stuck with. She's always been like, Mike, when you bring a girl home, I'm not gonna even like question her, because if she made it past whatever you do, then like she's already my best friend.
Yeah.
You remember saying that, Amber?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, she make it past. If you good with it, I'm great.
She's got to pass. First, she passes Mike's test. Then she's pretty much passed everything, basically.
Yeah.
So, Olga, you had mentioned that you could tell that my sister is my sister and that you're Brian's mom. I think I could tell by Amber's response to that question. But for you, how did you feel about Rachel when you were watching her on Nick Viall's season?
She was cool. She was really, I didn't focus on Rachel. I focused on the Fall of Girls. I didn't pay so much attention, of course, like when Brian was in the show. But the four girls were all different. She looked very mature, very, very serious, very, very nice. She was well spoken. And I know about, you know, she lived in Texas, about her family. I could say that she was like a family type. But no, at that show, no, I really met her after.
So what were your impressions when you, like, I guess the first time you met her was on our hometown. She came to the house. How did you, like, how was that experience for you? I know you were very nervous. I know that.
I was, but no, the thing is, that was a long day. The TV, the producers took over. They were all over the house for hours. They even took the painting from the wall, because we could not have any painting with the signature. So it was a big mess in the house. Besides, I didn't know if I would like Rachel or not. I didn't know. Maybe I hate her, I don't know. So I was like
And vice versa, yes.
Everybody was trying to give me wine to see me a little bit, you know, because I was nervous. But when Rachel, can I say about when Rachel came? When they came to the house, I never forget that day. It was April 20. Rachel's birthday is the 21st. It was April 20. I had been all day waiting, you know, fixing your hair, you know, because TV is coming, and la la. You want to have to get the good impression, or to give the good impression. So come this girl, she looked young. She looked like a nice girl. She was so nervous and scared. I think that she had heard bad stories about me, and I was the most mother-in-law. So she was trembling, I swear. She was like...
She was nervous. I had never seen Rachel that nervous.
She was so nervous, I'd say. She might be thinking that I'm a witch. Because remember, on TV, I was a witch. Because they think the story that my son, especially, I will tell you later. So then she comes. But I like it. We had chemistry at that moment. You know, when you have a good vibe of someone, I had it with her. I think that she looked like a really nice person, a good person. I always told her that day, I tell you, she got my heart. So then Brian, on the other way, comes, and he hasn't seen me for 2 months. He hasn't talked to me in 2 months. And instead of hugging me, he gets like this, and he hugged both of us. So at that moment, I say, he's done. At that moment, I knew that he was in love or falling in love with her. Because that moment, like he said, there are two women that I love, but I want them together. Just as I want them, I failed that.
And later such on, a symbolic moment.
Yeah, it is.
It was a symbol. You know why? Because on the show, when the other guys went to the hometown, they never did that. They went separate to the mother, hug the mother, say hello, and introduce the girl. He didn't introduce them. He took her. That was a lot. The meaning that for me, that was definitely. And besides that, when we went downstairs to have the one-on-one with Brian, he said, she's the one. And I believe him. I knew that I know my son. I knew that he was talking real. And with her, we had very strong conversation. And by the way, remember when they say that I had said I would kill you? No. The real story is I told Rachel, you love my son. You made my son happy. I would love you. If not, I would kill you. It's different. It's different. I never said I would kill you. Or else you. No, no. I told her, you made my son happy.
So Mike, as we've spoken about in the past in Spanish, te mato. She tells her sister like te mato like 50 times a day.
We can say, let's say that I said, Brian, do something in the backyard because we have a barbecue and he doesn't bring you. Brian, te voy a matar. I'm going to kill you because that's an expression that is not so bad. So maybe she got scared with that. But no,
Rachel was laughing. Rachel was laughing that whole
time. Like, she followed the conversation. And when I was talking to her, I realized that she was also very interested in him because the things she told me and, you know, the thing that I'm not going to discuss it now, but the thing that we were talking, she agreed. So I said, she's also falling for him. So here we can see something. So I know involved that. Yeah, but I like her very much. We have chemistry. This is the first moment. It's the truth.
Did you have confidence that they would last?
Yes, because all that I say, I know that there was a feeling. Of course, it was a journey that was starting. Maybe if they continue in their real life, there would not be a match. Maybe they could find, you know, weaknesses on the other person they could not accept. But always have told them, marriage is hard and you have to give up in many things and many aspects of your life. You have to. If not, you don't get married. That's impossible. Because there are two people that grow up completely different, that they have different mentality, different personality. Like Brian's always say, Rachel is like you, I'm like that. Brian is laid down, you know, is he going like this, and Rachel is like me. So I said, Rachel, you know what you got into. So now you stay.
All right, I want to get Amber in on this. So Amber, obviously we didn't get a hometown for Mike, unfortunately, but paint a picture of what that would have been like. Who would have given Hannah the business? Like, who would have grilled Hannah and like not made it easy on her out of everybody in the family?
Definitely. This is so easy. My mom.
Oh. Mama would not have had it.
Yeah, mom. Yeah. So like me and my grandmother, we are free spirits. We are definitely the free spirits of the family. We just get up and we go and do whatever. And we just don't, like, when it comes to people, we either like you or we just kind of avoid you. We still give you that respect though. Like, you'll always get our respect. But I know my mom, just from things that I've seen in the past, you know, she's not always made it easy. And I love my mom. Love you, mom. If you see this,
love you, mom.
Yeah. Love you. But you know, like,
Mike's told us a couple stories about mom don't play.
Yeah, definitely not. Like, she's very, very protective over Mike, and as we all are, but it's just kind of different between a mother and a son. And she's just very, very protective. Very protective.
She's very, very protective.
Yeah, like, I mean, you don't want anything to happen to your baby, of course. Like, you're always going to be mom's baby, you know. You're so she can be a little tough at times, and it's more so out of love, because the one thing that mom does want is for Mike to be happy. Like, that's what she wants, and she just wants to make sure that you know, he's not going to get hurt in the process. It happens, but I think a lot of times that's what she tries to do, help more so than harm.
I think that I would like to know your mom.
Our mom don't play.
She does not play.
I think our moms would get along just fine, Mike.
So we are very protective. Exactly. Your son is always a child, regardless of that. So that's why I understand her. They are your children. And would be 50 years old or whatever, and they are 20 plus old.
50-year-old child.
50-year-old child. Exactly. I could definitely say Amber and my mom would have made for great TV. On those conversations, my mom's facial features. Amber would have been just super sweet. Amber probably would have wanted to dance, you know, and go play with the dog and dance and have fun and just, hey, do you like my brother? Do you really like him? Cool. That's Amber, really laid back and chill in that regard. Because if I liked a girl, I will say that about you, Amber. If I like a girl, you pretty much always automatically like her because I'm so hard up.
She trusts your instincts, Mike. She trusts your judgment.
I can honestly say
she's too happy, and then she will do it.
Yeah, I can honestly say that there hasn't really been not one girlfriend or even a girl that you dated that I did not like. I've liked all of them. Like, I can, even to this day, I can still like send them a message. Hey, how are you doing? There's been a few times where they have reached out. Hey, I would just look. I saw your IG story, looking good. I'm proud of you. All of them.
That is a hot take. That is a hot take in and of itself.
Should family members talk to exes?
Yes. Can exes of Brian reach out to you?
They have. She has always, for the most part, been close to a lot of my ex-girlfriends, right? Like, they even call you after we break up and the whole nine. I mean, eventually it stops, but.
Yes.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Like, who? Okay, I could tell you this story. My ex, my grandma pissed me off. Amber probably knows this now. I don't know if you do. My ex and my grandma both lied to me. Broke my heart. I ain't gonna lie about it. I'm not really a crier, but I almost cried that day. They both lied to me and they conspired against me together for the greater good of my ex. And I'm happy for it now. But do you know that story, Amber?
What, like?
Madeira, I ain't gonna say the other girl name. Madeira and the ex.
I think so, but I think I know what you're talking about, but elaborate.
From. She wanted to move to a different state and I was all heartbroken or whatever.
Yeah.
And they both lied to me. Never again. But anyway. Yeah, story for another day. Olga, I gotta ask, at what point in time do you take Rachel's side over Brian's side? I've always wanted to know that as a parent.
Okay.
Good question.
I took her side. I would say there is not a moment exactly that I have to take her side. It's better not interfering in the business of a couple, because at the end of the day, you are the one that is punished, regardless, and they make friends. So don't ever interfere. That's the best advice to any mother or father, mother-in-law. Don't interfere in their lives, because they get happy, they make peace, and then you are in the middle, and then the girl hates you. So, but if there was a case where they asked me or that I have to give an opinion, I will be fair and honest. I would consider who is right. If the case, I don't think that they will ask me ever, okay, make a decision for that. But in case, I would go for the person that is correct. I would not cry and sigh because it's my son. No. At that moment, if he cheated on her or her, for him, forget it. I kill him. No.
I feel like Rachel was here. She would say she's going to be
not, right. I will not be happy that he do that. You know, at that moment, I will be with her.
I will tell you this. She's on point there when it comes to, like, if I present something or if I ever did, like, I feel she would always want, like, hey, put the shoe on the other foot. Like, look at it from her perspective. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like she would always be talking about that, because obviously if I'm talking about it, it's all coming from my end, my perspective, and obviously I'm going to be biased towards myself and I'm going to think I'm right, but then, you know, there's obviously somebody else that has different feelings. And I think she's very good. She's always been very good about, hey, look, you know, I get your point, but
very lovely.
Yeah, I misunderstood the question. I think if you ask me, he was referring to something that you asked me about that.
No, like if I just ask you in general anything about a relationship, like you're good about, like, hey, let's see how the other person feels in that situation. Like,
because you have to put in the other shoes, because it's very easy. You never can judge, because you have to be in their shoes, because maybe she's seeing in another perspective. So I think that it's important to do that in order to understand the other person, because sometimes the guy can be upset with the, for example, in the chores of the house, that is something so minimal, and we get upset when the guy doesn't help, because it happens to me. So then we need to understand that women, we are all only to worse now, because now young girls, forget it. They are not like in my time that we were so But I'm not like that. Here, you do something, the other has to do it. He has to help me. No, because we are, it's a couple. This is not that you get somebody to, you know.
I think everyone's going to absolutely love you. Everyone's going to love you, Oprah, after today's episode. They're all listening to you and chant your name.
I'm telling you, Mike, they wanted to have a social media back in the day. They were, they wanted to have a podcast. No, no. Hold on. Wait, I want to.
Okay, you didn't know what Brian did to me in the show, right? Maybe he doesn't want me to say.
What did I do?
You know what he did? He, in national TV, told Rachel, I almost fainted when I said that I wanted to. He, in front of everyone, said, Rachel asked him, who was your last girlfriend? When did you break up? Oh, she broke up with me because my mom.
Can we rewind the tape? That I do not remember those exact words coming out of my mouth.
I'm believing mom.
Because he said that. That's why Rachel was so scared of me. Now I understood. Of course, that she came, I didn't know. But if you tell a girl that you are dating, that the former girlfriend broke up with your supposedly prospective boyfriend or her fiance, whatever, you'll be, my God, that woman has to be a witch. What did she do? And today, 3 years, 5 years, that was in 2017, I mean, that they started, I don't know why this girl, hey, I don't know. I don't know what I think. I thought that I was nice, but I'm not. Because she, I don't know why they broke up because me. Imagine.
Amber, what did you think when you just heard Ogle say that?
Is sounding so very familiar.
How so?
Can I say it?
Yeah, you can say it.
We're putting the glasses on.
Tell me the truth. I like honest people. Tell me right here. What do you think?
That kind of sounds a little familiar because I felt like although mom might have, you know, been protecting you in a way, I felt like that was a big part of why you guys broke up. I think that was a big piece of it, to be honest. I'm saying this respectfully. Like, I think that I say it sounds familiar because I truly believe that their mom did play a part in the breakup of you and your ex-girlfriend. There was a respectfully.
No, you good. It's all good. Just be honest. You know.
Did she know the girl?
Yeah, she knew her.
The girl. So she didn't. I mean, they moved from overseas. So she was from, I think it was Europe, and she moved to Texas with Mike. But I think she got her own place. She got her job. She kind of had her things straight. Like when she moved to the United States, and I think mom kind of looked at it as an opportunity for her, that Mike was her way out or Mike was her opportunity. But in actuality, he wasn't, because she came here, she got her job, she got her own place. She was doing great, as opposed to some people I grew up with that are still living like in the same place and not doing that well. Like, she came from another country and, I mean, figured it out on her own. So that I really respected that. And I think that's just something that I don't think my mom seen, but maybe my mom seen something else. But I think she maybe thought that it was an opportunity for her.
Fair enough. I just want to say, Brian, foreign.
Hey, what?
I just want to say foreign.
Foreign.
had to get a little... You're a little foreign.
I have a question for both of you. Was there anything tough watching back on the show about us? Like, Amber, did you oh God, this is gonna be tough to watch my brother do this or that? And mom, same question.
Oh my God, yeah. So there was an episode where, so Mike had opened up to me a few years ago about like the miscarriage. Him and his ex-girlfriend, they had a miscarriage, they're supposed to have a baby. And I felt so bad because he kind of opened up to Hannah about it, and they went and they got like the thing, and he kind of felt the pain of the pregnancy. And then he opened up to her, and he like Mike, you were like really like, it was a lot of like, it was you talking, you know what I mean? It wasn't scripted. Like it was you talking it and I felt it. And I'm like, it was hard. And I got a little emotional because I'm like, man, like, you know, I'm so busy in life and I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I didn't even sit down to take the time out to say, Mike, are you okay? Like, are you like, let's sit down and really talk about it. Because our conversation about it was very brief. It wasn't that long of a conversation, but I just wish that like I had really sat down and like really, really talked to you. And that was really hard to watch. I think I got emotional. I'm getting emotional now because I'm like, man, I really wish I was there for him and his ex-girlfriend for that.
Amen. Amen.
Man, I appreciate that. I wouldn't think it was going to go there. But appreciate that. Olga, how was it for you? Was there anything that was hard to watch, yes, watch back?
It was the first time I was something uncomfortable for me at the beginning of the show, the first time that we watched the show when the first night, seeing Brian kissing Rachel. I had never seen Brian kissing a woman. So for me, it was like I slid from my chair. I was like this. I went to the floor. I covered my eyes. Go where they go. My friend from the office, like a 6 or 7, we went to have margaritas. And we had
they had a whole watch party.
Came home, and then the first thing is Brian saw forward with them. We go, what is this? Where did he came from? Like,
you don't know about me, mom.
You don't know about me, mom. In there. You don't know about me, mom.
Remember, never, you know, maximum with the hands or maybe kiss on the cheek, but never like a real kiss. So I was like, oh, God. Okay. And the worst part was I didn't like it, was seeing Rachel kissing other guys. That was very,
I can imagine.
Very cool.
I can imagine as
that's
a parent.
Fair, that's fair.
That's fair. That's definitely fair. I cannot imagine that.
I still I cannot watch it. If I see that, I get upset. Regardless. I understand that.
You get mad at Rachel all over again.
I got to do it. And I repeat myself, it's okay. But it was just that. Remember, I'm another generation. So it was very
I'm super on your side. I can't imagine as a parent watching my son fall in love with this person,
wife,
and that person is making out with other people.
Yeah. Exactly. So that was very comfortable.
I know my sister mentioned something about me, like she don't like me being sexualized. She don't like me taking off my shirt or something like that online.
Oh,
I remember you said something like that before.
Yeah, like okay, like the comments and all that at the beginning. It was like some of my friends. I had to really like tell them, look, I like he looks. I mean, you're a great looking guy. You're an amazing looking guy, but I don't need to know that. Like I don't need to know that.
Yeah, there are things that you don't need to see or live for.
Yeah, it's like I had to tell my friends, like, look, I get it. You like him. You're attracted to him, but why are you telling me this? Like, what do you want me to do? Like,
they want you to set him up. They want you to set him up.
Yo, Amber, remember this just happened not too long ago. Actually, this happened when I think I came back from Mexico. Some lady DM'd my sister. No idea how. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I was like, I mean, what do you want me to tell? Like, what you want me to do?
It was recent.
So this lady, and normally, like, when it comes from a woman that's like a requested DM, I don't really open those. Like, I don't open those anyways, requested. But then one day, I don't know, one night I was just bored and I was opening. And she sent me this long message. Like, you know, I met your brother. We had a great conversation. I think she was a flight attendant for one of your flights.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys had a great conversation. And she was like, but I didn't get his contact information. And I was like, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was like, look, I've been around for 31 years. And I've learned one thing about, or a lot of things about men. But if a man really, or if he really wanted to pursue you, if he really wanted to talk to you more and get to know you,
then he would have digits.
Like he would have gave his number. I talk to people all the time. If I want to move forward, then I'm like, all right, here's my, like, here you go. Like, let's talk. Like, but I told her that and I don't think she replied back. I don't.
I mean, what can she say?
Yeah, like I told her, I said, if a man really wants to, I didn't say you, but I said, if a man really wants to pursue you or, you know, like move forward with whatever y'all had going on, like, they're going to let you know, or they're going to give you the number yourself, but I'm not going to reach out to my brother to give, like, I'm not, I mean, what do you want me to do? Like, what do you expect me to do as his little sister?
Yeah.
That's so weird for me for someone to even think of that. But I have a question. So, you know, we have Gabby and Rachel season coming up soon. Shout out to them. Huge congrats to them. What would you say as a piece of advice coming from a sister, you're my sister, for, I just want to say it's so cool to have you on. It's so cool to have both y'all on, our family, and it's amazing.
Well, thanks for having me on. Thanks for having us. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But what would you say to the family members of Gabby and Rachel?
Two things. You know, that like your life has transitioned so much in the last 5 years. I mean, from being a financial advisor to being to basically being a star. I don't know. I say star, but you don't really say that. But influencer. To a reality personality, and then now influencer. And your life has transitioned so much in so many different ways that we probably wouldn't understand. But I think just talking to you, like just being more open and just, hey, like, how are you? And not assuming that y'all are okay. Because I know that those comments, I've seen them, and that kind of goes with my second number two. Like, I've seen some of the comments. I'm like, that's not even like him. Like, I remember someone was saying you went and you spoke to an elementary school, and then some dad was like, why is a guy from The Bachelorette like going to talk to kids? Like, he has nothing good to say. Like, and I'm like, dude, like, do you know he served for this country? Do you know what he's done? Do you know, like, what he's like? He volunteers. He's a big brother. Like, he's done so many great things. Like, you don't know him. Like, he should be talking. I mean, if anybody's talking to your kids, he should be like at least a good candidate to talk to your kids. And like, just not always taking the comments personally, because I was at first, I'm like, nah, like I was cussing people out. I was like, look, like, you're not gonna talk about a brother like that, because that's not even him. But like, just ignoring it, because now I mean I can't reply to everything, but like one, just being supportive and being there as they transition, your family transitions to, or them transitioning to this life, and then like just kind of ignoring all that BS, the comments and what people say, because they're going to think whatever they want to think. I mean, there's nothing that we can do about it at all. So
that's good. It's good advice. I think that you should definitely, you know, reach out and have conversations, both parties, all family members, mom and child, or sibling and brother, sister. So I think that's definitely great advice from both of y'all.
Yes,
honestly. And I know, Amber, you definitely have cursed some people out, and I find it hilarious. Like, you do what I want to do, but I can't do.
I'll do it. Like, just let me.
Yeah, I know you will. We've seen you curse people out, and I'm like, yeah, you deserved it. My sister got one back. But we have to ask. We would be remiss if we didn't ask. We would love to get a gem from each of you, and each of you have already shared a gem with us. So, Olga, can we start with you first? What's your gem that you can drop and give knowledge?
When many years ago, like 45 years ago, I was told that I was sterile. So imagine, I was devastated. And the thing that, the event that changed my life and made me so happy was when I was told that I was unnaturally, I was regular ways, I was pregnant with Brian. So imagine how happy I was when he was born, and that's the gem of my life. He was born.
Aww.
And that's why he kept me the whole child.
I'm the gem, Mike.
I am the gem.
Wow.
Like, how wow. It doesn't get any better than
wow.
That.
Maybe,
I'm sorry.
Maybe they consider that I thought that I would never have the child. And finally, I had it, and naturally, and everything. So imagine that the day I learned that I was pregnant, we were moving from New York to Miami. And we changed flight, because even I could not take a flight. We went to celebrate with a couple that are very close to us in New York. We went to in the upside, I forgot now, for Long Island to celebrate that I was pregnant. Because I thought that I would never have a child. And look at him. He's my soul, my love, my everything.
Oh. That's so beautiful. But can you tell Brian and Rachel when they gonna have some damn kids?
What is he's asking?
You heard him, Mom. You heard him.
No. Oh, when are they going to do this thing that you're going to have? When God decide. Now it's in hands, God's hands. When he decides, is the good moment for them.
Good answer. Good answer.
That was a great answer. That was the answer.
I already left it in his hands with God. You know what you are doing at the moment that they should have it, in the moment that's good for them, the moment that the only thing is healthy and normal, please. The only thing I ask. And a strong in that place. And a boy, if it's possible, boy. Because they both.
If it's possible, boy.
Yeah, because they love the sports. You know that Rachel loves sports. And Brian.
I love that.
Of course, the girl. If not, I would adopt the girl and I take the girl with me.
Well, I love that. What about you, Amber? What's your gym for today? It could be anything.
All right, so my gym is the power of the tongue and just being careful what you say and just, okay, so I'm going to try to make this quick. When I was young, I was like, I think we were like 6 years old and everybody, it seemed like everybody had nicknames. Everybody had a nickname. And I wanted one. I don't even remember what your nickname was, but I really, really wanted a nickname for some reason. And I came up with Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch, because that's my favorite cereal. And so I would call myself Captain. Like, and so let's fast forward to 10 years later, or 15 years later, I became a captain in the Army. I would call myself Captain at the age, of 7, 6? And I would tell people, hey, my name is Captain Crunch. Like, and I say that to say, like, just be careful of what you say because there's so much power in the tongue. So, like, I started telling myself, like, I'm moving to L.A. I didn't have a plan, and I moved to L.A. I said, you know what? I want to make this amount of money. And I kept on saying it, and then I started believing it. And then now I had that goal that I wanted. So I'm saying that to say, be careful what you say. And if you really want something, keep saying it to the point where you start believing it. And then I swear the world just kind of works with you to make it happen because like I've been saying things and I'm like, really? Like, I got it. Like, I'm here. Like, this is what I wanted. This is what I've been saying I'm going to get. And now I'm here. So the power of the tongue. So if you say I'm dumb, then dumb things are going to happen. Like you might start doing dumb things, but if you say I'm smart, I'm really smart, start to believe it. And you might meet these people who are like investors, who's this, who's that. I mean, just watch what you say. Be careful what you say. That's why I don't like to say negative things. Like be positive, believe in yourself, talk every day. Like look in the mirror. I'm beautiful. I'm smart. I got this. I'm going to make that goal. I'm giving myself 6 months to do it, write it down. And when you start saying it, I promise you like start to believe it after a while and it just starts to happen. Like the world just kind of works with you to make it happen. But that's my gym of the day.
I love it.
Love it.
Both of y'all had some great gems. Appreciate both of you so much for taking time out of your days to be on. You both are huge pieces of our lives and the men that we've become because of the two of you. So
thank you guys. Love you guys.
It's a pleasure.
What are your thoughts, right? How you feel about that?
Listen, man, my mom is she's gonna say what she has to say. That's all I can say.
Your mom and my mom are identical. Like identical. That's what my sister was laughing. Like they are seriously. They're like genuinely, they're identical. They would definitely like each
other. It's so funny because like me and Rachel talk about it all the time. I mean, it's actually the way her parents are as well. Like her dad is very chill. Like she feels like she gets the big personality from her mom's side. Same thing with me. Like my dad's more laid back. And then in our relationship, I'm the more laid back when she's the one with the, you know, the fiery personality. So, you know, a lot of people thought that they, you know, they didn't get along or, you know, they were telling Rachel to run after she said what she said. but they're
I completely get that. And that's taken out of context. Like
They're both, but they're both very similar. So like they actually don't butt heads. They get along really, really well. So that's the great thing.
Yeah. I wish my mom would have been here today. She my mom, your mom would
Yeah, our moms would have gone off.
My sister is she said it so well. I'm so happy for my sister because she, in the past, may not have said that so eloquently. But she, when your mom was like, I think people think that I was the cause for their breakup. I knew exactly what my sister was thinking in her head at that moment. And my sister did a great job on that story. She didn't say it.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know we were going to get some background info there on the relationships and stuff. I mean, that was insightful. A little bit. It's a little sneak peek.
I mean, I think people can like get that from me. I'm very much, I take this stuff serious. And so if I bring a girl home, my sister's like, all right, you cool, Mike, you cool with me. Let's go have fun, make TikToks.
We trust your judgment, Mike. So without further ado, guys, we just want to take a moment to thank my mom, Mike's sister, for everything. And like Mike said, just supporting us and being our everything throughout life. And we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and until next time.
Definitely so.
All right, guys, and please remember to tune in to the premiere of Gabby and Rachel season of The Bachelorette on July 11th. It's coming up soon. It's at 8 p.m. on ABC or Hulu, so make sure to tune in. And
definitely tune in. I'm going to be tuning in. And if I do tweet, it will be live tweeting.
Uh-oh. That should be fun.
And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We really appreciate each and every one of you guys. Our family, as you can see, they listen and they tune in as well. And we want to hear your opinions, your stories, your insight. My sister does clap back, so be ready for that as well. And don't forget to like, comment, follow. Message on social at Talking It Out, B as in Bachelor, N as in Nation on IG. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and listen to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And baby, don't DM me no more until you get subscribed. We love y'all.